world. I'm Ana Mateo.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Faced with a dire shortage of hospital beds, health officials in California announced Saturday the vast region of Southern California and a huge swath of the Central Valley will be placed under sweeping new lockdowns in an urgent attempt to slow the rapid rise of coronavirus cases. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The California Department of Public Health says intensive care unit capacity has fallen below a 15% threshold in Southern California and a large swath of the Central Valley. That triggers new measures, which include strict closures for businesses and new controls on other activities. They will take effect Sunday evening and remain in place for at least 3 weeks, meaning the lockdown will cover the Christmas holiday. Together, the two regions are home to more than half of California's population. Some regions have opted to impose the restrictions even before the mandate kicks in, including 5 San Francisco Bay Area counties, where the measures also take effect Sunday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Moscow began distributing the Sputnik V COVID-19 shot in 70 clinics on Saturday, marking Russia's first mass vaccination against the disease. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The advanced trial of the vaccine is still ongoing, but the shots had already been offered to people from high-risk groups. President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday ordered the government to stage large-scale vaccination in Russia by the end of next week, with medical workers and teachers the first in line. The vaccine received the go-ahead after being tested on only several dozen people, which has drawn considerable criticism at home and abroad. Health experts say the vaccine needs to complete advanced studies among tens of thousands of people to ensure safety and effectiveness. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump pressed his own grievances over losing the presidential election at a rally Saturday in Georgia, spreading baseless allegations of misconduct in last month's vote, even as he had pushed supporters to cast ballots for a pair of Republican Senate candidates. Trump rallied thousands of largely maskless supporters in Valdosta not long after he was rebuffed by Georgia's Republican governor in an astounding call for a special legislative session to give him the state's electoral votes, despite President-elect Joe Biden winning the majority of the ballots. Trump urged supporters Saturday night to head to the polls to take revenge for his loss in last month's election. He warned voters it would be a mistake not to vote in the January 5th Senate runoff election in Georgia for 2 seats, which will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. The Trump administration has ended 5 cultural exchange programs with China, saying they were being used for Chinese propaganda. AP's Mike Hempen has details.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the exchange programs he ended were paid for and operated by the Chinese government as, quote, soft power propaganda tools. Pompeo says the programs provided carefully curated access to Chinese Communist Party officials, but not to the Chinese people. The terminations follow this week's announcement of new time limits on visas for members of the Chinese Communist Party and their families, cutting the period their travel documents are valid from 10 years to 1 month. Mike Hemp in Washington.
During the coronavirus pandemic, contact with loved ones in nursing homes has been limited, if it's been allowed at all. But now, in France, the hug bubble has solved that problem. Reuters' Colette Luke has more.
97-year-old Colette Dupas, a nursing home resident in Jumont, France, has been taking precautions against COVID-19. She's been limited to speaking with her family via video call or through a window, but now Dupas is able to feel their touch through plastic thanks to an inflatable tunnel known as the hug bubble. Dupas' daughters recently visited her, putting one arm through an airtight sealed plastic sleeve to reach their mother and stroke her hair. Stephanie Lazo is an assistant at the nursing home.
It has brought comforts. Residents would see their relatives through a window or through a camera, and they were really missing having real contact, and they are getting a lot of love.
After guests leave, an employee disinfects the plastic sheet to prepare for another loving encounter in